Welcome to Shaped by Scripture, a series designed to help you plant God's Word deep in your heart so it can transform your life. Every episode, we'll walk with you through God's Word, guiding you to memorize, understand, and apply Scripture in a way that strengthens your faith and shapes your daily walk with Christ. Here, we believe that when God's Word takes root in your heart, it changes everything from the way you think, to the way you live, to the way you love others. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's journey together as we are shaped by Scripture. Contextual understanding, January 20th, 2026. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7. The book of 2 Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul, likely around AD 55-57, during his third missionary journey. Paul had a close, but sometimes strained relationship with the Corinthian church. The believers in Corinth lived in a wealthy, diverse, and often morally troubled city. They struggled with divisions, pride, and misunderstandings about what it meant to follow Jesus. Paul wrote this letter to strengthen their faith, defend his own ministry, and encourage them to live in ways that reflected the gospel. The setting for chapter 9 is Paul's appeal for a special offering. At that time, Christians in Jerusalem were suffering from poverty and hardship. Paul organized a collection among the Gentile churches to provide relief for them. This offering was not only about meeting needs, it was also about uniting Jewish and Gentile believers in Christ. By participating, the Corinthians could show their love for God and their solidarity with fellow believers. The occasion for 2 Corinthians 9:7 is Paul's encouragement for the Corinthians to follow through on their earlier promise to give generously. They had been eager to contribute at first 2 Corinthians 8:10, but Paul knew that enthusiasm could fade when it came time to actually give. He reminded them that generosity should not be forced. True giving flows from the heart, not from guilt or social pressure. 2 Corinthians 9:6 through 15 forms Paul's conclusion on the topic of giving. Verse 6 compares generosity to sowing seed. What is sown generously will reap generously. Verse 7, our verse, provides the guiding principle. Giving should be intentional, free, and joyful. The verses that follow emphasize that God supplies what we need so that we can continue to be generous. So verse 7 functions as a central truth in Paul's teaching. Generosity is not about obligation, but about cheerful worship to God.